forget. I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, folks. I'll open up the phone lines in a little while here. I want to get through these articles. You know, we've heard in the past about this so-called axis of evil, which included what Iran, of which they're beating the war drums for. I think North Korea was once on the list, Venezuela, Syria. And the axis of evil is supposedly these evil dictators, these tyrants, these despots that are in there that are just cruel to their civilizations and so forth, which couldn't be farther from the truth for those of us who are enlightened. It's not about that. It's about oil. It's about control of oil. It's about a number of different factors, but it isn't about these tyrants. Okay. I want to go into an article. It's called, Will the U.S. Invade Venezuela? Before or after bombing Iran? And it's an article that was put out by a group called the Corruption Crusaders. And I'm going to go through this article, and then there's another one that's tied into it regarding overthrowing Venezuela as simply a part of the larger picture. Because remember, these people are the ones that are tagged as, quote, the axis of evil. But I also might remind you that these are the people who are sicked to death of being manipulated by our dollars and the inflation that is caused by the Federal Reserve printing money at their leisure and giving it at the congressional whim to fund these ongoing wars. It's just like us. You know, these other countries are victims just like the, quote, tax-paying Americans are, which the funds are allocated for whatever they want. We know that it goes to pay interest on the national debt. Or, you know, it's interest that just goes back into the coffers of the Federal Reserve System. But it's the same thing with these other countries. Their buying power is devalued by the dollars that they were forced to use in the Bretton Woods Agreement to purchase oil. And they've pretty much thumbed their nose at the United States government and said, you know what, we've had enough of this. We've had enough of your control. And we're going to convert over to the yuan or the euro or whatever. And this administration and the powers behind this administration, this coup, this hog, this hijacked outlaw government doesn't like that. Henceforth, they're put down as an axis of evil. This is actually only one question. The Venezuelan invasion is only a matter of time, and the right time will be determined by necessity. It is no secret that the United States has its sights set on Venezuela, and if you are living in America, you would understand why Chavez and his best friend Castro of Cuba should be eliminated according to the American people, according to Congress, and according to the White House. Fidel Castro has always been the boogeyman on the American doorstep, and now Chavez is guilty of the same crimes which Castro has been accused of for most Americans' lifetimes, simply by his close association. The government mouthpieces, the mainstream media, and talk radio programs explain it in depth to the American people every single day. There are very few atrocities and evil doings that these two so-called communist dictators are not accused of on a daily basis. The misinformation and propaganda campaign against Chavez is not limited to the mainstream media. It is evident everywhere. Websites, blogs, so-called independent media, street corners, bars, restaurants, vacation spots, offices and businesses, where any small group of American flag wavers gather to talk politics. Castro is old and sick, and Americans have decided he is no longer a threat. Americans are content to wait for him to die of natural causes. Saddam Hussein is dead and no longer a threat. Even Osama bin Laden is more of a mythical figure than a real threat these days. He's old news and people are sick of hearing about him, but they need someone to hate and be terrorized by. So Chavez is the new boogeyman for Americans. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, and I'll continue with this. Stick with me, folks. Got a lot more to cover.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Back, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm in the midst of an article here. Will the U.S. invade Venezuela before or after bombing Iran? And we know it's on the horizon, folks. It's just a matter of time because, remember, they're the axis of evil. And we're going to find out a little bit more about why as I go through this. And so the question is, why would the United States government go to such lengths to discredit Chavez when he is a democratically elected president who is more popular to his own people and to people of other countries than any president or leader in the history of the world? And why on earth would the U.S. invade a country doing so well and so happy with their elected leader? But the big question for most of you is why the American people would stand idly by and allow George W. Bush, probably the most hated man on earth, to perpetrate these lies and scams on themselves and the world to do so. I hope to be able to answer these questions in the following paragraphs. The first thing you must understand is that the United States is highly involved in everything happening in the world, and for only one reason: to protect American interest and national security. To define American interest and national security is not that hard. It simply means to make sure that America has control of all the resources worldwide needed to live the extravagant lifestyles that they are accustomed to, and to militarily crush anyone who threatens their political and economic and religious superiority. This means controlling the world's oil supply. Remember, I said controlling, not owning or using. The word controlling will become very important in your understanding of this article. Iraq was invaded after a prolonged, massive mainstream media campaign by the United States government designed to convince the American people that Saddam Hussein was a tyrannical dictator mistreating Iraqi citizens, torturing and killing innocent civilians on a whim for his own pleasure and developing weapons of mass destruction to use against America and its neighbors in the Middle East. The American people allowed and even applauded the illegal invasion of Iraq to bring democracy and freedom to the poor, abused Iraqi people and to stop Saddam from bringing his evil plans to America. We now know this was a lie. There were all lies, but nonetheless, almost 200,000 American troops are still in Iraq 5 years later. 665 innocent Iraqis have died. And by the way, those numbers are low. The folks, I've been looked at numbers that are better than a million now. Over 2 million are living in exile in neighboring countries. Around 3,500 U.S. military are dead, and we know that figure's wrong. It's higher than that. And over 30,000 wounded and now disabled. But America now has the Iraqi oil they needed, right? Maybe not. There is still no agreement signed in Iraq giving the United States any rights to the oil, and in the past 5 years, the U.S. has exported relatively small amounts of oil from Iraq due to insurgents and terrorists blowing up oil rigs and pipelines faster than the United States can repair them. The reality of the situation is that the United States will never be able to extract enough oil from Iraq to justify the expense of this war. So the question is, why would they continue, and what is the real goal? If you watch the mainstream news, you will notice that almost every day the situation in Iraq is getting worse. Also, Palestine is in total chaos due to Hamas, which is a democratically elected government, now designed by the designated as the U.S., or by the U.S. as a terrorist organization, simply because Hamas does not agree with the United States policy of illegally invading sovereign countries, killing their citizens, and stealing their resources. We also see another war raging in Lebanon. Afghanistan is in shambles with the situation worsening every week. Turkey is now pushing into northern Iraq with their military, and every country in the Middle East has their own military on red alert, waiting for the whole situation to explode into a regional war. What most people don't realize or care to recognize is the fact that the United States is promoting this, not trying to stop it. Why would they do this? The answer is very simple, actually. The United States needs to expand its presence, its influence, and control over the Middle East for several reasons, and the only way to accomplish this is to first create or cause a war, complete with human suffering, death, destruction, and genocide, which allows the United States to intervene in the name of democracy, freedom, and justice. The first reason being the oil wealth which lies in the Middle East. The United States needs to control that oil, where it goes and who has access to it. If you control the Middle East oil, you control the world. The second reason is that the United States needs more military presence in the area because of a close proximity to China and Russia. President Bush has rekindled the flames of the Cold War, and military bases close to Russia and China give them a strategic advantage in the case of a major conflict. Also, if the U.S. does not control the Middle East, someone else will, and this would leave the United States at a disadvantage politically, economically, and militarily on the world stage. I think everyone already knows the United States is not going to take second place in anything, regardless of how many innocent people have to die to prove it. Another little known and less publicized reason for controlling the Middle East is the plan for the oil-producing countries to create an agreement called an oil bourse, which is nothing more than an oil exchange that will depart from the old accepted method of payment for oil, which is in U.S. dollars. The new oil bourse will agree to only sell oil to countries that pay in euros, pounds, or currency other than U.S. dollars. This oil bourse has already been created and signed by many oil-producing countries, including Venezuela. The problem with implementing the plan is simply that it cannot be done all at once, because the only thing keeping the United States dollar from devaluing to zero is the fact that all countries need U.S. dollars to pay for their oil, as it is now the only accepted currency. Changing over to only accepting euros or any other currency would cause the dollar to collapse. causing the United States stock market and economy collapse, followed by the rest of the countries who hold U.S. investments, which is all industrialized nations worldwide. The plan of the Middle East, China, Russia, Venezuela, and most other sovereign nations that are tired of the United States supremacy and arrogance is to kill the U.S. economically, as there is no chance to do it militarily. All nations are in the process of slowly selling off American assets and investments, a process that, if done over a period of a few years, will someday allow total independence from U.S. dollars. They believe this slow process will eventually break the U.S. economy without causing the economy of the economies of the entire world to collapse. The fact that the oil bourse idea was created and is being implemented by Iran is not sitting well with the American government, and allowing Iran to complete this plan is not an option. And I might remind you folks, Saddam Hussein did the same thing back in 2002. He started accepting euros on his oil for food program, and that really honked us off. Not us, but this hijacked outlaw government. Let me continue here. If the United States can control world oil supply, it can also control which currency is used to buy the oil, therefore eliminating the possibility of other countries trying to kill the U.S. economically. The United States is in a position now of being on a path of no return. They either win it all or they lose it all, and even the possibility of causing World War III is a risk they must take. Now you have a general understanding of the basic plans of the United States, but what is the only thing standing in their way of accomplishing the plan to control the Middle East? If you guessed Iran, you are correct. Iran is not only in a strategic location, they're next door to Israel, which is the United States' main base of operation in the area, but it also controls the Strait of Hormuz, which is the only route possible for oil from all Middle East countries to pass through any area of the world. Also, Iran is being used by Russia and China to fight a proxy war in the Middle East for the same control the United States is trying to establish. Iran is the Russian and Chinese base of operation, just as Israel is the base for the U.S. eliminating Iran, or at least the government of Iran, and it's absolutely essential for the U.S. to gain control in that area. How would the elimination of Iran begin and take place? Well, the first part of a war with Iran has already taken place. It was the invasion of Iraq and establishment of a U.S. base of operation there from which the other conflicts in the area could be orchestrated, allowing the United States to build a case against Iran, which is the second part of the plan, and it is in full swing as you are reading this. Well, you're not reading it, I am. I'm conveying it to you. If you turn on your TV to any news channel, tune your car radio to any talk radio program, or pick up any American newspaper, you will not only be told of the horrors of war in the places I already mentioned, but in every case, it is all being blamed on Iran. As our buddy George Bush explains it, without Iran causing all the problems and building nuclear weapons to destroy Israel, the U.S. could create peace and democracy in all of the Middle East within a matter of a few months and do what the American people most want, which is to bring the troops home and end the war. What next? The American people are getting tired of their economy going down the drain and having pretty much put the blame on President Bush, but with careful manipulation of the press and sufficient bombardment of the same message from every source, Bush will ultimately convince the American people that all their problems are being caused by Ahmadinejad, president of Iran. And the only way for America to win and prosper is to eliminate the problem. What does the United States government see as the consequences of attacking Iran, and why has it not already been done? Well, first of all, Iran is a huge country with a military much stronger than Germany and Japan combined during World War II. They have over 1 million combat troops who are the best trained in the world with equipment which rivals the U.S. The U.S. has only around 300,000 ground troops, most of which are already bogged down in Iraq. Iran probably had nuclear weapons as well as chemical and biological weapons bought from the Russians and Chinese. Iran also claims to have over 400,000 people signed up in trade for suicide bombing missions already spread out across Europe and in the States. They have always said that if attacked, they will close the Strait of Hormuz to any oil barges leaving the Middle East and have stationed over 1,000 high-speed boats in the strait to back up the threat, plus extremely accurate Russian-made rockets, which may number in the tens of thousands aimed at the area. We'll be back after the break, and I'll continue with this. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Stick with me.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, continuing with this article titled, Will the U.S. Invade Venezuela Before or After Bombing Iran? I'm going to back up just a little bit so we can get on track from where I was. Iran has always said that if attacked, they will close the Strait of Hormuz to any oil barges leaving the Middle East and have stationed over 1,000 high-speed boats in the strait to back up the threat, plus extremely accurate Russian-made rockets, which may number in the tens of thousands aimed at that area. Things are starting to get more complicated, but now the United States still plans to attack. So where is Plan B? With a straight invasion like that in Iraq seemingly impossible, the U.S. has Plan B fully organized, almost. First, the CIA needs to do its job, which is to create as much civil unrest within Iran as possible, discrediting the leaders and getting things ready for a regime change, and this is underway at this time. Although, also, the attack will need to be played out with the airstrikes, possibly nuclear weapons, to create an effect in Iran and the entire Middle East, which the U.S. military calls shock and awe. Thousands of analysts from every sector, political, military, scientific, and religious, all have serious doubts about this plan that will accomplish the goal, but all agree that the oil supply to most of the world, and specifically the U.S., will be shut down for an extended period of time. Even a three-week shutdown of Middle East oil will cause oil prices to double in the beginning, triple, and quadruple within weeks, causing the U.S. economy to completely collapse and most of the world to follow suit. So how can Iran be attacked and still guarantee a reliable oil supply for the U.S.? Venezuela is the only answer to America's problem with conquering the Middle East. Venezuela has the biggest oil supply of crude oil ever discovered, said to be as much as all the Middle East countries combined. Venezuela has had a democratically elected popular president, but is causing problems for the United States all across the region. President Chavez is aligning himself with communist countries like Cuba, North Korea, China, and especially Iran. He has called President Bush every name possible, openly said he will back Iran in a war with the United States, and is buying billions of dollars worth of military equipment from Russia. He is on the verge of being declared a terrorist, and Venezuela, a state-sponsored terrorism by the U.S., or excuse me, he's on the verge of being declared a terrorist, and Venezuela, a state-sponsoring terrorism by the United States. The mainstream media and even the independent media is painting him as another Fidel Castro who is leading Venezuela and all of the Latin America into communism and anti-Americanism, posing a great danger to the world. It is no secret that the United States already attempted a coup and regime change in 2002, which failed, but they have not given up. The CIA is busy organizing the opposition in Venezuela while the press is building the case for Bush to invade Venezuela when it becomes necessary. A normal invasion with landing craft on the beaches and troops fighting their way to the capital city will not happen, but the U.S. takeover of Venezuela is imminent. I have heard it said that other countries who are friends of Venezuela, like China, Russia, and neighboring Latin American countries, would not allow the U.S. to take over Venezuela, but these views are absolutely false, and if you have been paying attention to what I already said, you can easily figure out why Venezuela will receive no help from anyone in the event of a conflict with the United States. Every country in the world depends on the United States dollar remaining stable, and no country will destroy its own economy by allowing the United States economy to freefall before its time. Keeping the other major countries dependent on the United States is what allows them to do anything to anyone with complete immunity, and no country will be willing to commit economic suicide to help Venezuela. With the assassination of Chavez, if it happens, or the CIA in opposition to create a civil war, a revolution, or a coup, there will be sufficient reason for the UN to approve a U.S.-led peacekeeping force in the name of freedom and democracy. A peacekeeping force, U.S. Marines, will do exactly as they did in Iraq, topple the Chavez government and replace it with their own leaders, secure the oil fields and other necessary infrastructure, and leave the Venezuelan people to kill each other off. This will all happen when the timing is right and when it is necessary to protect American interest, and mainstream Americans will catch it all in CNN and Fox News from the comfort of their pool or jacuzzi while watching the big screen TV and applauding President Bush for once again saving them from communist dictators like Chavez and the dangerous terrorists he is training, the Venezuelan people. So, let us access the situation Venezuela is in. Number one, America is dedicated to protecting its supremacy in the world militarily, politically, and economically, and will do whatever is necessary to further that goal. Number two, controlling the world oil supply is necessary. Number three, creating regional war in the Middle East is necessary, but will most likely cause an oil supply to be disrupted for an indefinite period of time, causing economic collapse. Number four, Venezuela is the only country which has the vast supply of oil America needs to maintain itself during the imminent regional Middle East war, which could last for years, even decades. Number five, American military sees an invasion of Venezuela as more of an exercise than a worthy adversary, with a relatively small military operating with outdated equipment, sort of like taking candy from a baby. Will this happen before or after the Iran bombing? There is no way to know exactly, as anything can happen at any time to change the plans. But one thing is for certain. When Iran is bombed, as it will be, Chavez will turn off Americans' oil supply, and that will be all that is necessary for Bush to invade Venezuela and once again get away with invading a sovereign nation, stealing its resources, killing its people, and proclaiming another mission accomplished in the war on terror. Now, here's what you got to ask yourself, folks. Are these people nuts? Have George Bush and the entire U.S. government gone insane? Are they just totally incompetent? Or worse, is there a method to the madness, which is just part of the most ingenious evil plan ever devised? I'll come back with that after the break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Stick with me, because I got more, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to make nice. All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm continuing with this, folks, because, you know, this is... it's imperative to know, you know, what their plans are. I mean, any critical thinking individual, you go down the rabbit hole enough and you realize what these people are all about. And I know most of the listening audience knows, all right, but for the sake of the new listeners, there's some out there that are still listening to these mainstream media whores like Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh, the Ditto Eds, and they don't have a clue because they're not being told the truth. So I'm going to continue with this. This is an article backing up the other article that I just read. This is by an investigative journalist. In each article I have read in the past few years concerning all the insane things happening worldwide, one thing comes to my attention more than anything else. that each article is focused on one particular event and in most cases is written by journalists with a certain expertise in one particular area, and in every article the reader is left with knowledge of only four or five questions which reporters are supposed to know. Who, what, when, and where of every event is usually reported in detail by the mainstream media as well as the independent media. The most important question is never answered, and that question is why. This article will attempt to explain why all the unexplainable things are happening around the world. I have laid awake many a night wondering why world leaders like Bush and the Washington gang are making themselves look like fools, lunatics, and incompetent buffoons, but in the back of my mind, I always have believed that they had to be smarter than they appear to be so. So I dedicated myself to figuring all this out. I simply had to know the truth. Prior to the World Trade Center attack on 9/11/2001, I had been a political reporter for over 10 years, mostly in Venezuela and the United States, specializing in corruption. So I already knew that politicians are corrupt, but never knew them to be either insane or incompetent or just plain stupid. I also knew the government controls the people through the official reports in the mainstream media, but never imagined how far this could go in the name of national security and preserving American interests. Over 10 years' experience investigating high-level government corruption, plus 6 years of research, careful study, investigations, and analysis have led me to the conclusions which you are about to read in the following paragraphs. The world is about to undergo some drastic changes due to a handful of evil, greedy, corrupt people fighting for world domination. The majority of the people in the world do not have any idea what is happening, but a few do now and are trying or they're hoping to stop them. The final outcome, for better or worse, will depend on how many people become aware of the developing disaster and who puts forth the most effort, the good guys or the bad guys. It's really that simple. And this is, I have reiterated this to you folks time and time again. You've got to get up. You've got to do something about this. When I first heard of the 9/11 attacks, I virtually glued myself to the TV news to see what was going on and what would be next. At first I was shocked, but as days passed and new information was coming in, it became clear to me that something was terribly wrong with the entire scenario and official government reports. You could call it a reporter's intuition, gut feeling, or plain old common sense, but whatever it was, I was not the only person who knew something was not right. In the weeks that followed, it was apparent that the United States government and mainstream media were trying to convince me and the world that 19 illegal aliens from the deserts of the Middle East used false documents to enter the U.S., learn to fly airplanes in American flight schools in the Florida Keys using single-engine Piper Cub aircraft, then simultaneously hijacked four American jumbo jet passenger planes full of people from the most secure airports in the world, took control of the planes in flight using only box cutters, and then flew the planes around in restricted airspace for almost 2 hours with no concern from anyone, and with the precision flying and navigational skills of veteran Air Force pilots, and then flew them into their intended targets, the World Trade Centers and the Pentagon. Then, if the insult to my intelligence was not bad enough, they wanted me to believe some guy named Osama bin Laden, a Saudi billionaire who lives in a cave in Afghanistan, planned it all. Just days before 9/11, if you did a search on any web search engine like Yahoo Search and looked for conspiracy theory, you would get about 36,000 results, or websites devoted to exposing some form of government's conspiracy. If you do the same search now, you will get around 16 million results. There has to be a good reason for the increase, and this U.S. administration, the events of 9/11, and all events since then are the reason. The conspiracy theorists insist and have, for the most part, proven through scientific forensic analysis, eyewitness reports, whistleblowers, government documents, etc., that 9/11 was an inside job orchestrated by the President U.S. administration as a pretext for starting the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, which will ultimately lead to a regional Middle East war where all the nations are involved. Why am I talking about 9/11 in an article covering Venezuela? Because 9/11 was the beginning of the end for Venezuela, and you need to know the background events before you can understand what this is all about and why Venezuela is the key to the biggest conspiracy in the history of the world. You also need to understand exactly how dangerous these people are and the lengths they will go to for the sake of preserving U.S. interests and national security. Let's go back even further to about 90 years ago when the United States government first realized that oil was the most valuable resource on the planet. With the, what is that, the Indus, trial AG is in full swing, and boy, that didn't make any sense. Everything running on or made from oil. The U.S. was searching worldwide for more sources. Plenty of oil had already been discovered in America, the Atlantic Basin, and close to America's doorstep, which America claimed and hoarded. It was in or around 1928 when Venezuela became the world's leading oil supplier, but the problem was that the British were in control of it. U.S. President Woodrow Wilson managed to evict the British from Venezuela and put American oil companies in charge. This involved a U.S.-led coup and regime change, which placed a vicious and corrupt dictator in charge that was fully backed by the United States and agreed to throw the Brits out. U.S. oil companies, aided by corrupt government officials in Venezuela and the U.S., have robbed the Venezuelan people of unimaginable amounts of money since those days through the backing of every corrupt Venezuelan leader up to the election of President Hugo Chavez in 1998. It all began with Wilsonian idealism, which was actually what we know today as the Free Trade Agreement. But in Wilson's days, it was called an open door policy. The open door policy worked just as a free trade policy works now, which is to open the door when the U.S. sees a possibility of acquiring assets valuable to the U.S. economy and then closing the door once they are in U.S. possession or control. In every case, it has been observed in the United States invasion over the 70 sovereign nations. In the past 90 years, there are a few individuals who are willing to join the United States in raping their own country, and those individuals are the ones placed in political and military control. Then there are the majority of citizens who oppose a U.S. takeover. Those are the ones called revolutionaries, insurgents, terrorists. And unfortunately, they are the ones who are captured, imprisoned for life, tortured, used for experimentation, and eventually killed. And I'll stop right here and tell you folks, that's the prime reason why they are trying to bash through S-1959. Do you see this? History has proven that when a third world leader refuses to sign U.S. free trade and other proposals allowing the U.S. to trade peanuts for oil and other valuable resources, the results are always coups, revolutions, and a regime change backed by the U.S. U.S. policy is to keep what it has and take what it might need in the future, and if taking by force if necessary, so be it. This has been the policy and the pattern for over 90 years. According to U.S. banking officials, in the 6 months prior to the Chavez winning the elections, which was expected by the opposition, more money from Venezuela's corrupt elite was deposited in U.S. banks than was left in the Venezuelan treasury. One study on the Venezuelan economy by a German university concluded that if corruption were to stop in Venezuela and the opposition and U.S. were to leave President Chavez to working on domestic issues, all of the Venezuelans' foreign debt could be paid off in 1 year, and every family could be given a nice home, car, and food, which would last them a lifetime without working at all. This could be done with the sale of natural resources alone in only 1 year. Something worth fighting for, right? Due to U.S. meddling in Venezuelan domestic policies, it has taken President Chavez 8 years to pay off all the Venezuelan debt, which is held by the International Monetary Fund. And remember, they don't want any of these countries paying off the debt because then they don't have any control, folks. The International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, which is actually the U.S. Treasury. Venezuela is now free from the IMF and U.S. controls and is helping many other Latin American countries pay off their debt and become free of imperial capitalist control. This is, of course, being portrayed by U.S. officials as destabilizing Latin America, radicalism, communism, undemocratic, and as a serious threat to U.S. interests and national security. In reality, when anything is a threat to American interests, it is helping the remainder of the world, and the U.S. is not going to allow that. The U.S. government did not stop with the regime change in Venezuela, as is evident in documented cases of huge oil reserves being found in Africa, also where the U.S. caused more bloody revolutions, regime change, and genocide to secure the oil for America. Indonesia was not spared a large dose of American greed either. President Sukarno was ousted by the U.S. CIA-led coup in 1965, which the American newspapers called a staggering mass slaughter. A CIA study of the events in Indonesia assessed that in terms of the numbers killed by anti-PKI massacres in Indonesia rank as one of the worst mass murders in the 20th century. It also must be noted that in addition to the CIA, British and Australian intelligence were aware of the events as they transpired. Time magazine presented the following accounts of December 17, 1966. Communists, Red sympathizers and their families are being massacred by the thousands. Backlands Army units are reported to have executed thousands of communists after interrogation in remote jails armed with wide-bladed knives called parangs. Muslim bands crept at night into the homes of communists, killing entire families and burying their bodies in shallow graves. The murder campaign became so brazen in parts of rural East Java that Muslim bands placed the heads of victims on poles and paraded them through villages. The killings had been on such a scale that the disposal of the corpses had created a serious sanitation problem in East Java and northern Sumatra, where the humid air bears the reek of decaying flesh. Travelers from those areas tell of small rivers and streams that have been literally clogged with bodies. Keep in mind that the U.S. now controls all the oil from those regions, as well as Canada, Alaska, and Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and various other Mideastern countries. Now it is time to secure oil from Iran, which holds the second largest supply in the Mideast. Iran also controls the Straits of Hormuz, which is the vital shipping route for all oil in the Mideast to the world. There are strategic problems involved when attacking Iran, which I have already outlined in my last article. Now that you know a few reasons why Venezuela is so important to the future of the U.S., let's take a closer look at why the U.S. is amassing incredible debt. Oh, boy. This goes on and on and on. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get through it today here, folks. Creating the North American Union, U.S., Canada, and Mexico are to become one country. This is just going into several different articles. And, that takes me back to square one when I was watching these clips when I first came on the show today. And George Bush is on there just sneakily lying to the American people and calling us the people that know. The people have seen it firsthand. I've seen the Trans-Texas Corridor firsthand and up close. I've read the documents on the North American Union. I've seen them. I've read them. I've looked at their websites. And this clown has the audacity to get on the air in front of the American people and tell me that I'm a conspiracy theorist or that you're a conspiracy theorist because you know the truth. Does that not just appall you to the bone, people? Complete with newly printed Amero dollars, circumventing the U.S. Constitution with new laws which have given President Bush dictatorial powers, which will be invoked when needed. And I go back to what I talked about before. Get on the phone, let your fingers do the walking with S-1959, folks. They're trying to silence us. They're trying to shut us down. Think about it for a minute. What happens if that happens? What happens if you go to plug in the RBN and we're not here anymore? What happens if you don't have that fix? You don't have that addiction. You don't have that voice telling you of what's really going on, what they're really doing, who they're really attacking and why, what their plans are. It'd be like plucking both your eyes out and plucking both your eardrums out. You're not going to have a clue. You know you're not going to be able to believe then, but who are you going to believe? God, let me continue this. Ignoring the Geneva Convention rules, pushing for amnesty for illegal aliens, creating a military police state. Oh, man, this goes on and on and on. Have you seen the latest clips of these people? This police state that they've invoked where they're continuously tasering people left and right. Let's go to Gil in Texas. Gil, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm scared of being tasered. In fact, I have nightmares of it. I dream and I'll be laying there and my whole body will go into and feel like electrical shock. You know, I mean, it's just crazy. There was a time that you could trust the peace officers when they actually worked for the... Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
When they actually worked for the citizens, or shall I say the people, but now they work for the corporate entity of the state or province that they're in. They're not there for you. They're there for the mayor or the highest paid finance. You know, they're kind of like a stateside, what they call them, a fight for money,
The cities are all corporatized. They're out there to gain revenue. They're out there to condition
mercenaries.
You.
That's the word I was looking for. Mercenaries for the corporate entity. They're not there to protect you.
Absolutely not. You're correct.
But a lot of people think that they are. And they, I was talking to a guy out here. There was a statement, something about a local guy being shot at one of the local apartment complexes out here, and he said the guy crawled to the store and died. And he said he wanted to back the police. He's just one of the dumb sheeple. The police are not there to protect him.
No,
and it
they
looks
are,
more and more like the person that's breaking the law, the offender, is going to get off better than you if you try to defend yourself.
Yeah, well, what their agenda is, and as I was reading through here, Gil, with implementing their agenda, and they're calling these other nations the access of evil to control the oil, the problem that they've got here is that they've got Americans waking up left and right, and they can't allow that to happen, so they have to institute a police state to silence us. They have to push this legislation through to have the excuse to disappear us, the excuse to take us away, the excuse to silence our voice. And this is why I've...
You're saying Putin's Russia is coming here, aka Kasparov trying to run for office, and they're jailing all his followers and all the opposition. You're saying that's coming to the United States. Putin's Russia.
Well, Putin's Russia? If I had to venture a bet right now, I would bet you that there are more freedoms in Russia than there are in the United States. I've been to several other countries in this world, and I'll tell you, there's a number of countries. I just got back from Mexico 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
There are more freedoms in Mexico than there are in the United States.
So, unfortunately, okay? Our freedom that we enjoyed and unfortunately took for granted all these years is going away, and the freedoms of the developing countries are the new... countries that have found, I don't want to say democracy, let's say some kind of republic or some kind of sovereign freedom, is growing in the newfound places. So we'll actually be freer in South America than we will be right here in the United States.
There's a number of other places that are freer than the United States right now. Gil, got to take a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me if you want, Gil, if you've got something else to add. Be right back. Final segment coming up.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And Gil, are you still with me?
Yes, Mike. There was two other things I wanted to touch on.
All right, you got about 2 minutes. I'll give you 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm going to skip one or the other. I wanted your thoughts on what did you think about this gentleman supposedly was going to kill these people at Hillary Clinton's camp. Do you think that was maybe a staged event, some kind of Rick Flag event, fake events that they staged to get Hillary Clinton more support and everybody's attention focused on her? Is that possible?
As a certified private investigator, I look at a preponderance of the evidence just like a prosecutor would, and I would say in light of the events that have happened in the past, i.e. Oklahoma City, the first Trade Center bombing in 93, and on and on and on, I would say that it's much more likely than not that, yes, it was a staged event. My opinion.
Really?
Yes.
Do you see more of that happening before the election?
Well, if you notice, I mean, any time there is something significant that is about to happen, for example, just prior to the Oklahoma City bombing, there was anti-terrorist legislation that was stalled in Congress that had been proposed, and mysteriously enough, Timothy McVeigh appeared with a fertilizer truck, he blew up supposedly the Murrah building, and then that anti-terrorism legislation flew right through. Well, isn't it coincidental that right on the heels of a vote that's supposed to be passed by the Senate on this violent homegrown radicalization act, S-1959, this happens just last Friday.
Very
what a coincidence.
Very interesting. In fact, I'm glad you're bringing it up. Most of this movement, the political movement and the patriot movement, were too focused on 9/11. God knows it was terrible, but we need to tie all the dots together. And you've gone back to Oklahoma City and shown how these things. I guess we should look for more of this type of thing to happen when we try to pass or fight legislation against what you're saying.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's not the exception, it's the rule. Uh-huh. I mean, if you know these people well and you know how they operate and you study them, and I haven't, I'll give Alex Jones credit, he studied them for 15 years, so is John Stadtmiller. I'm a newbie on the block, but I'm a quick study. I've been watching these people really close for a bit over 2 years, and I'm telling you, my opinion with the preponderance of the evidence is that it is much more likely than not, and yes, it was staged to get it as the focus in the front of their minds to go ahead and vote and pass S-1959, and this is why I'm pressing my listening audience to get on the phone, call them up and say, do not vote on that, because if they do, there's a good possibility that RBN and these other networks are going to be silenced. And with that, I've got to let you go, buddy.
Okay,
I've only got
okay.
about a minute left. Thanks for the call, though, Gil. I appreciate it. Okay, folks, I'm only a portion of the way through this article, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to continue with this tomorrow because I can't emphasize enough how imperative it is. You've got to stay on these senators, folks. You've got to implore them, do not vote on this. Now, surprisingly enough, I haven't even heard, other than my show, and I've listened to a couple others, this even being reported on that on today, and now I may have missed something. I don't know. I think maybe Giuliani might have mentioned it, but the fact of the matter is this should be right on the top level of priority, along with the hate crimes bill that is attached to another bill that's going to be voted on this week. We've got to stay on top of this one, folks. And I'll say that two things. First of all, get on the phone. I want you to do me a favor, okay? If you value my voice out here on RBN, okay, I want you to do me a favor and do two things. Number one, get on that phone and call your senators and tell them to vote no on this S-1959 and also this hate crimes legislation. And also, I want you to do me another favor. I want you to go into RBN's website. I want you to look at their advertisers, and I want you to buy something. I want you to buy anything. But I want you to contribute, folks. Please do me that favor, and I will see you tomorrow. I'm going to continue with this article. Stay tuned for John Stadtmiller's National Intel Report, and hopefully have a good rest of the day. Bye.